Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Where are you in the world? We're listening to BBS Radio, which goes around the world on the Internet. Isn't that exciting? My name is Veronica Entwistle, and this show is called Radiance by Design. Why did I call it that? Because we could choose how we radiate out into the world, and that in turn helps us choose who we're going to magnetize, who we're going to associate with, what kind of beings you're going to align with, and what kind of dramas and creativities you're going to be able to create. Being conscious of what we're radiating is one way to work with the secret. I have some wonderful requests from a very, very delightful woman, a senior woman, who asked me to do more on the secret today. And I thought, oh, well, we probably could study the secret every single day, all of us, right? I don't know how many of you are doing that. I hear a lot of people dissing the secret, which is, for me, kind of amusing. I'm like, okay, you send a wave that opens minds around the world, and let's diss it, and let's just give them all kinds of violence to listen to and talk about anyway. So I'm laughing, going, yeah, there are limitations in the secret, and there are limitations in our manifestations, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And let's learn to take charge and really send waves of consciousness out into the world and evoke a ripple or a change in human consciousness as it flows around the world. Want to play? So let's start off with doing some intentions. The trick about the secret is it says you set up consciously, I'm saying conscious radiance, which is how you put your vibration into the world, but also setting up consciously what you think about and what you feel about is what they say is the basis of creating our reality. That if we're going out moody and grumpy, we very often create association with people that either encourage that moodiness by making our life a big challenge, or they're all moody and grumpy too because we're all in a vibrational network together. So let's learn to change that, just as we're changing according to the secret, changing our thoughts and holding consciously thoughts and getting associated with the deeper feelings of those thoughts. So we'll start off by doing an intention today. My intention today on May 15th, 2007, on Radiance by Design, is that we have a radio show that is fun. That this radio show lifts, like a lot of people on BBS, okay? But right now, this special hour that I'm working with sets up, lifts, and empowers each one of our manifestations. That's the manifestations of our health, our finance, our personal power, and our humor. Who are you, anyway? Stop just for a minute and take a look at who you are. Because with this radio show, what we want to do is be conscious about who we are and send that message out through all of our frequencies, whether they're from our thoughts, feelings, or just our beingness. Another intention I have is to have callers from several different countries. I love having callers, so get ready to call in, even if you're living in my neighborhood near Bellingham, Washington. But if you're from other countries, we're also very excited about callers that call from different countries, just to get the sense of, my, how global it is to be on BBS Radio. And the other thing is, my strong intention is, let's have a lot of fun. So let's start off by clearing the space in and outside of ourselves. Always clear the space, because human consciousness, as you know, runs through us. So all our old thoughts and feelings are out there moving around in this great swirl of energy, as well as you having a crackerjack, feisty little vibrational beingness of your own, which is like a fingerprint in that you're the only one with that. And that's kind of a universal thing. You're the only one in the universe with your job. So what we want to do is clear away our involvement with human consciousness as this great ocean. So how do we do that? Wrap yourself in light. Call forth the light and wrap it round and round and round your body. And let's make some sounds into our chakras in order to vibrate our body mind and really bring our own essence into its light. So here we go. We're going to take just a few minutes and we're going to make sounds into each chakra. And I'm sure pretty much all of you listening to this show know what your chakras are, but just in case, they're energy centers that are like computer chips that run aspects of your existence. So the base of your spine is red. It's your base animal instincts, your connection to your tribe, and so on. And as we sound into these, you want to bring the color to a really clear, bright radiance. You can feel it when you do it with sound. Here we go. Big breath. Now focus on the base of your spine, and the sound is One more. Feel it vibrate at the base of your spine. Deep breath. And then move to the second chakra, your belly area, your subconscious, your karma, everybody's influence, everything left over, including hamburgers. Feel it vibrate your belly. Funny, sometimes you can feel funny little lumps and bumps when you do that. Just keep sounding into it. And then move your attention into your solar plexus, your stomach area, and it's bright, clear yellow. It's your personal power center. Remember, you're the only one in the universe with your job. Your personal power center tells you where your integrity, your truth of self, your personality, which guides the way into the world, really resonates at a higher level. Bright, clear yellow. You feel that vibrate through your body. And now your chest, which is the center of courage, inspiration, love, 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 and all that's associated with love, has some deep despair, grief, loss, but love, love, love. And the sound is, and it's bright, clear green. I always have to clear my throat during this. I guess that's the clearing process. It's green. Good work. Now move your attention into your throat, and it's an intense blue. Some people say it's an eggshell blue, but I often see it as a royal blue, and for me, it shifts in tone and frequency at times. So play with that. And the sound is... where you synthesize wisdom out of life's experiences, your will and the will of God. One more. Now move your attention into your third eye. It's a deep purple in behind your brow, deep indigo, and the sound goes with indigo. It's your sixth sense, remember? It's where you see things beyond the third dimension, and so you want to really invigorate it. And the sound is... your attention to the top of your head, and it's a funny sound. It's high, it's violet, and it's where you bring in God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self. It's where you really encourage your connection to the higher, not just human consciousness, but the higher. And the sound is Mm. Yeah, wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourself in light. You can take the violet flame or you can take the violet light and wrap your whole body so that when you enter a room, ta-da, you're a contributor. And all of you listening to this show, Radiance by Design, with me, Veronica Entwistle, Intuitive and Energy Counselor, are now separated. You're standing there in your own light. Some of you, I see, have really done a good job, and you're absolutely radiating. Ain't that wonderful? I love it because we are much more sovereign about our lives if we separate our energy fields and build our light. So this is a good way to build your light. Now, if you'd like to call in, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, that's in the U.S., and in Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and anywhere else in the universe, 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, what we're going to talk about today, and I want you to call in and we're going to talk about you, but what we're going to talk about today is the secret, is creating the reality that you want. Now, a lot of people have been complaining, saying all the secret does is tell us that we can have anything we want, which means we all get to be materialistic. But you know what? I know a lot of people. And a lot of people are not satisfied with that. A lot of people who listen, who are listening to this show and many of the other shows on BBS Radio are actually working to become more and more of their own possibility, more and more of their own potential, right? So most of you aren't going to be satisfied with more clothes and, well, I'd like some great clothes, actually. But most of you aren't going to be satisfied with just stuff. So when I hear those stories, I go, oh, P.U., most of us have our personal preferences being an evolutionary thing, things like world peace and so on. Oh, goody, we already have a caller, but we're going to get back to the secret affirmations and designing and creating the reality. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian. How you doing today?
Good. I just done that meditation with you. That was great.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. It's a good way to build your energy, isn't it?
Yeah, the funny thing, the dogs outside started barking.
You know, animals really love it. I'll do another sound one later on unless we get lots of callers. And the animals just love sound. They eat it. They lick it, don't they?
Yeah, I figure they're picking up on that vibration.
Isn't that great?
That is wonderful. Yeah. And also, that vibrates to their, you know, that their aura, doesn't it?
It vibrates what?
It also vibrates to their aura.
Yes, it does.
That's amazing.
Because our auras are really our vibrational selves, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So how are you doing today? What have you got to tell us today?
Well, I just wanted to, things are pretty manifesting pretty quick in my life.
Great.
It's kind of funny. We've had some storms here, here in Indiana, and we've had a tornado warning. And
oh,
so I just went into my little meditation and just thinking about those clouds. You know, we needed the rain, but also after that, I just wanted to make, you know, feel to use my vibration to maybe part some of those storms, and it kind of worked.
Yay, good for you. Do you want to share how you did it?
Well, I guess it was more kind of like a prayer. I just wrap myself in light and just say, call out to the higher ones, the angels, and said, you know, calm the storm instead of, you know, a lot of lightning and stuff. Just calm the storm. And then just started, the rain, it was pouring hard. It just started going lightly, and then eventually it stopped.
Great. Well, I haven't followed the news. What happened to the...
It wasn't like, it didn't take like 15, 20 minutes. It was very quickly. You know what I mean? The rain just slowly drizzled off within a minute.
That's wonderful, hey?
Yes.
Well, I wonder if anybody else has met. So that's pretty strong manifestation, darling.
Yes.
I wanted to ask
how I'm looking.
You know what? I have to tell you, your vibration is really great today. It's just wonderful.
Oh, that's neat.
And you're looking like you're making a transformation in your subconscious again, You look like you're going through big, big, fast changes, and there's something in your vibrational field down in the subconscious, which is still kind of dark, and you're working to shift it so that you're no longer victimized by what was.
Yes.
You're pretty young to be dealing with this stuff as thoroughly as you are. You know that?
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 100 years old, right? In the olden days, in the olden days, we used to take like months to get some process to go through because everything was a lot slower.
Yes.
And so what I see in you right now is kind of like an old abuse energy. I don't know if you had abuse in this lifetime, but you have this old energy and it's moving rather quickly. And to me, these energies move, they kind of go into a spiraling force up through the body and then release, and you become wiser. You don't just become non-abused, you become wiser as a result. You become
right.
more able to understand other people and that which limits them, right?
Yes.
And didn't you say you were studying to be a nurse?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
What kind of work are you doing?
I work with people with physical and mental disabilities.
Right, okay.
But I'm slowly making the transition here within a year or two to go, starting now here in the fall, but going into metaphysics.
Yay. And yeah, because you're going to be quite a teacher, darling.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, with the kind of people that you've been working with and the sort of needs that they have, it's evoked in you a real consciousness of how people's, like, you're a human potential kind of guy, and how people are stymied, stifled, and limited, and actually very abused. Some of the people you're working with are abused people.
Hmm.
You know that, eh?
I guess so.
But it's helping you understand a lot about human nature, so you're not wasting your time.
Yes, it gives me, I feel it gives me more of a compassion for life.
Yeah, and a deeper understanding about how limited some people's lives are.
Yes, because I've been through it in the past 5 times.
You sure have. But I think you've also been quite a teacher in other lifetimes, so you've had both sides of the coin.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about today. I just wanted to know that with that Syrian connection. We were talking before about that Syrian coming in right from to Lemuria.
Right.
And I was wondering what it was about. Do I have any connections with them now, the Syrians?
You bet you do, and apparently they're the first ones. See, I don't know. I don't study the UFO stuff that much, but I know a lot of people who do. But here's the first thing the guides are saying is that they're the first ones that are going to be really acknowledged and really come to town to help and guide people. That they're our forefathers. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to meet some, apparently.
Hmm.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you'll find, you know, I talked about you being a teacher before more than once. You will find an affinity for and a camaraderie with some of these beings later on. Because some of what you are teaching is actually being fueled and fed by their knowing. That's not all. We talked about Andromeda, didn't we?
No, we didn't. It was a Pleiades.
Oh, my.
Do I have some from the Andromeda?
Yes, you do. Also, what they're showing is that I was talking about the direct lineage from the Syrians. All of a sudden, the guides show that, no, it's not just that. It's Andromeda as well, and the Pleiades, but it's also the Andromedans are apparently, somebody told me, Jackie, that I work with Thursday night's group, said that the Andromedans have no karma with Earth, where the Syrians are very much our forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you've got Andromedan influence as well, and Pleiadians are also our forefathers. So
wow.
You got all of that. You know, it's like I always sort of liken it to Canadians and Americans who come from all over the world, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, we come from all over the universe, but I believe your strongest influence will be Syrian at this time. And you will just move right into teaching a lot of their information. But as soon as I say that, the guides show Andromeda and the Pleiades and other bits and pieces with a real dominance of the Syrian.
Are the guides showing, when you see I have a strong connection with those, are they wanting me to open up to learn to channel?
That would be wonderful, yes.
Hmm.
You know what's funny? They show
Yes.
They show it in a funny way that you're not actually going to be No, you can channel very easily, actually. But you don't have to do it that way, because apparently you're going to step right into the knowing. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I think is it because the knowledge is just kind of maybe downloaded into my dreams at night?
Yeah, and also I just see you standing up talking, teaching, and haven't you ever talked and then said to yourself, well, that was good, I wonder where it came from?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, that's basically the nature of your channeling, where some people will go into a trance, go la la la, you know, you don't do that. You just sort of bring it all together.
That's what I was trying to get at, is where I fit into this, that puzzle, that piece of the puzzle, that tapestry of what we call, you know, life. And what it is, my abilities, you know, is it the channeling, is just from the knowingness? I feel that I'm very knowledgeable, and where I'm asking myself certain days, where is this coming from?
Well, ask your guides, because they show strong streams of energy pouring through you, especially, you know, sometimes we need life experiences to open us and to, to integrate a lot of the inner pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then we open, it's called activate, that's right, and then we open up and then we suddenly are just knowing.
Yeah.
Anywhere you've ever been in other lives is still resonant in your existence, okay? It's like you understand abuse, you understand being beaten to death, you understand dying on a cold sidewalk. You do understand all that, don't you?
Yeah, like I said, in my dreams, I can feel the impact.
Right.
When I walk on, in my dreams, when I walk on the concrete, I feel it on my feet sometimes.
Isn't that interesting?
I can feel the past lives of people hitting me. I can feel the tragic deaths of being stabbed. I feel the impact of my dreams sometimes.
And it's a really wonderful thing when you recognize that that's reality, but it's just many realities coming together in this moment, and it gives you a wisdom. So that's going to happen with your Syrian connections as well.
That's the one last thing I wanted to share real quick with you, was I had this dream not too long ago, when I was checking the websites out, and I seen like this kind of like a portal dream. But in this one, there was a beam of light. I was standing, like in my backyard or something, and a beam of light came down. It looked like it was blue, and it was like either downloading or uploading information. It was just very strange. And it was just vibrating. It was like this bluish light, like this beam.
The Syrian. Well, ask your guides. Wasn't it Syrian?
It seems like it, yes.
Yeah. You have all these really interesting connections, and I don't think you'll have to do the channeling technology. I think you're going to have the knowing.
The real knowing is, wow.
And you got to come through some learning curves of, for example, how to be a teacher and so on. That's all. I think that's what you're going to do. Study your metaphysics, keep going, meditate. It's just going to come through you, darling.
Yes, and that beautiful meditation that you gave, I'm going to the archives, I'm going to play that over and over and learn how to, with the sound, to do the vibration, because that really feels good in the body, you know.
It does, doesn't it?
It feels so good. I can feel the tingling. My whole body just tingles when I do that. I'm like, wow, I've never done this before.
And it also evokes your own relationship to Sirius and Andromeda and so on. When you do the sounding, it teaches your fields to integrate, to open and increase their ability to interact with those things.
Wow, well, that's wonderful.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that, Veronica.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Brian.
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Isn't it interesting how a lot of what my role is on this radio show is to teach us all how much more powerful we are than we think? And that's what The Secret's all about. It teaches people that you're really powerful. And Brian's call, he's very powerful. What does that mean, that he gets to go club people over the head and buy the most oil wells? I don't think so. I think it means that we have the power to increase our wisdom and move out of limiting thoughts as human beings. So let's talk about The Secret. And they say, here, I think we have another caller. Yes, we do have another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just calling in. Hi, first time I've been on your show.
Well, welcome.
And I have listened to you quite a bit on Jackie Salvetti's show.
Great.
And I think I'm getting ready to make like a big move in my life. I kind of wanted you to read my energy to see if you could tell where I was headed or I had any blockages.
Okay, what's your first name?
Mary.
Mary. It's always good to get a name because it gives you a vibrational presence, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. And your, where do you live?
Oklahoma.
Okay. Wow, you're pretty confused about something. What is that? I feel like you're going to make a big move, but inside of you, and I see it more in the belly, which houses the subconscious, I see this kind of confusion. I'm doing this, I'm not doing this. I'm doing this, I'm not doing this. You know what? And there's a choice that you're making about, are you leaving your partner or something?
A choice?
There's a choice that you're making about this big move coming up.
Oh.
Are you already aware of the move or what?
No, I'm not. I'm not, no.
Oh, well, you're having to make a big decision, Mary.
Great.
And the big decision has a lot to do with what's the most important step for you in your life right now, and you're all confused about it. And the guides are saying, just relax, drop into center, and do as much. Do you ever do like a rapid panting or a pranayama or yoga or something?
No, I haven't.
What do you do for a workout?
Well, I go to a gym.
Okay.
That's about it.
What do you do with your mind while you're at the gym?
Well, I don't. Different things. You know, I sometimes talk with people who are there beside me, or sometimes I will bring the light in, anchor it in the earth.
That's perfect, because when you bring the light in and anchor it in the earth, okay, one of the things that's happening here is that you're changing deep down. Your consciousness is changing. It's being evoked by the kind of work you're doing. And the guides are asking you to please center yourself and do some clearing. So the clearing are things like this. I feel indecision. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. La, 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 la. Call up and feel how indecisive you can get. And hand it to your guides. Call it up, feel it in your body, and hand it over, and then drop that light pole down that centers you on the planet.
Oh, okay.
And then they say also, the first thing they told me was that you should be doing like really, this is the cliff notes of pranayama, which is rapid panting through the nose for 2 minutes, but just really intense breathing, because the reason you're indecisive is you have all these impulses running through your brain pattern about what it is you think is the most practical, what do you think you ought to do, what do you think you should do to please people, and so on. And the guides are saying just that very shortly, when you release all that stuff, very shortly you're just going to stand up and know exactly where you're moving.
Ah, okay.
And did you break up with a man a while back?
Did I what?
Break up with a man?
No, I've been married for 35 years.
And you're happily married?
Uh-huh.
Does he want to move?
I don't know if he knows that on a conscious level yet.
Well, here's what I'm seeing, is that there's the impact of a man who's going to come toward you with some part of the idea.
Some part of the idea.
Yeah, he wants to make a move of some sort.
And I think he may know that on a conscious level, but or a subconscious level, but maybe he's just not come to terms with that. He thinks that he has other choices. I sort of think that at this point my husband thinks what he's doing is all that's available to him.
Well, he's going to get some impulse that shows him he has an option.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and when I talked about, see, I wasn't sure what it meant at first, but it appears that this man is returning to you. And so it's like he's been busy, he's tied up, he's doing what he thinks he has to do. All of a sudden, he's going to start awakening, and he's going to turn to you, and you'll do something together.
Oh, that would be great.
And you know you want to make a shift, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the guides are saying again, you want to do some clearing, some breathing, and some releasing. Like the releasing and clearing, they always say is 95% of the job. And then the drawing your light pole into the earth, and then do some breathing. And you know what? You're going to find answers just coming to you. They're going to rise up and come to you, and you and your husband are going to make a huge change together, and you'll look at him like he's been missing, and here he is.
Wow.
I think he's going to wake up for some reason.
Well, I think Yeah, I have always sort of felt that he would. It was kind of like he was where he's at because that's what he needed to do at the time.
Yeah, he's got his head down, he's determined, and he's being responsible.
Yeah.
But he's going to change not away from himself, but into himself and back to you.
That I always sort of felt that, kind of, yeah.
Isn't that neat? And also, you both look like you're goofy fun after a while.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Because he's an awesome man.
Well, you guys love each other, don't you?
Yes.
But the real life reconnecting is yet to come, and I love that for you. So you're going to step together into a move, and it's not that huge a move, but it's big because you're changing your lifestyle, you know?
Stepping out of our box.
You bet.
Yeah.
Get out of that box and put your wings on, girl. It may not be Halloween, but you still wear your wings.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for your call, Mary.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a great call because when we change, and Brian had done this with the sounding we did at the beginning of the show, when we change our frequency, we change our reality. And one of the best ways to change your frequency is, like the secret says, change your mind and hold in it some pictures of stuff you really want to do. But also, they're very clear about this, that if you want to create some reality, you get those pictures going in your mind, you get those thoughts going, but also get the feelings, get yourself to evoke the feelings in your body mind that go with those pictures. So in her case, in Mary's case, it's a lot about clearing stuff that's in the way because where she was vibrating in an indecisive fashion, knowing she wants to make a huge move, but looking in her energy fields and seeing in the belly, which houses the subconscious and karma and everything left over, other people's influence and so on, sometimes the horrible things, sometimes wonderful things, but old trainings, certainly the subconscious isn't always easy to change. As you go in and really start doing some clearing and then start being absolutely feeling that upliftment that comes from decisions, clearing away the indecision and then let the decision start coming through and then really feeling what it feels like to be moving to the dream that you would like to design. Really feeling that is a great way for your for your manifestations to actually work. So, that was very exciting. But remember, if you don't create the feeling part of it, it's much harder. What do you think about the secret? Why don't you call in and talk about it? Remember, it's actually called the law of attraction. Everything in your life is something you're attracting to you. And if things aren't working right for you on the outside, they're probably not working right for you way down deep inside. Either you feel you don't deserve something. I was talking to somebody today, and I said, boy, you don't feel like you have a right to have a life. You don't feel like you have a right to throw your head back and just laugh and go, wow, I'm truly alive. And yet we have that right, and we can create that right, being our right in our body mind when we create our visions and when we create our visions with emotion. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and in my work, I like to look and see what your soul journey is all about. I like to see what kind of attachments you have and whether or not you're holding yourself back. I talked to a woman today. We had to work with the energy because she was, and I'll be with you in just a moment. This woman, who's a wonderful woman, was very attached to a man who wasn't treating her very well. And she was trying to remedy the situation by fixing the man. It's not necessary to do that. What's really necessary is to do the clearing and allow ourselves to disentangle ourselves from that kind of adaptive technique, clear our energy, raise our frequency field and expectation, and bam, there's another guy sitting right there waiting for her. She wants a man, she's going to have a man. What is it you want? And you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling because I actually talked to you yesterday about having some health problems.
Hi, George, right?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering if you might know if there's anything that was causing causing it, like any insights into it.
Into your health problems?
What's that?
You have to tell me the story again, because I can't remember the whole thing from yesterday.
Oh, I was having some problems with acid reflux disease.
I remember, and now I can see it very clearly.
And it just kind of started all of a sudden. It just started one day out of nowhere and has been persistent ever since.
You know what's interesting, George? I saw this yesterday, that there was a shock. Now, for those of you who don't know, acid reflux is when you have a sore stomach and you don't digest very well, and the acids burn your gullet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, in another funny way, it's kind of a fashionable illness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to say, the first thing I saw, George, when we were talking on the phone yesterday, is something happened, and it felt like the energy coming from someone's judgment hit you right in the stomach. You see? And that judgment is like, if I say something to you that judges you, and it feels like it just punches you in the stomach, it seems to have burned a little section of your stomach. Now, I know you're studying nursing, and I think you maybe don't yet know that the body is like a filing cabinet, and it runs certain subjects in certain parts of the body. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Well, I've heard that kind of. I've heard that from people before, but yes, I agree.
Well, I'm watching you going, you know, and as a medical practitioner, you're going to be much more powerful because of the experience you're going through. So I would say on a soul journey level, you have to have this kind of problem, A. B, you're going to resolve it fairly quickly. But one of the reasons you're going to resolve it is you're going to find the source of why your stomach is so vulnerable at this time. Did you have a lot of abuse as a child?
Little bit. More verbal than anything else.
Okay, because here's what I'm seeing is that there's a part of you that hides behind a kind of a shame or a self-esteem thing, you know what I mean? Kind of hiding
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy for you to be judged and hurt by that very judgment because you're very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's something you're going to learn about right now. So, for example, I want everybody at home to wrap yourselves in light. You too, George, and I'm also going to do it. Let's wrap ourselves in light, okay? And then we're going to go into the stomach. Be a little imp, run through your body, and sit in your actual stomach, just below the rib cage there. I want everybody to feel that there, right? That spot in there. And feel what it's like to have somebody just judge you really harshly. What does it feel like in that particular spot of the body? Just feel all the judgment there. Because I feel like somebody said something to you or somebody behaved in a way to you that really shoved you out of the way, and your stomach almost burned at that point. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anybody doing that?
Yeah, I can remember one person that did it pretty clearly.
Okay, now, well, we talked about how George, and I want you at home, if you're wrapped in light and you're paying attention to this, think of your own history. Do you have kind of shame and vulnerability behind which you hide, and then it's much more scary if somebody attacks you? That comes from being judged so much as a little kid. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Can you say that one more time?
Okay, it's just that you have the fields, the energy fields of someone who's hiding a bit and has kind of a shy shame about who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you that it's easier for people to hurt somebody like that, because what we do is we attract in the judgmental folks, and you're using shame to cover up your vulnerability, but this person just prodded right through it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to go into your stomach and have everybody at home go into your stomach and ask to feel, just again, let's ask to feel judgment in the stomach, other people judging you. Ask to feel the fear of that. Can you feel that? How afraid you are of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's exaggerate it. And let's bring in the guides and angels and ask for help, and let's command total release of that tension that goes with that. Total release now. And then I want you to wash yourself out with golden yellow light. Just wash your stomach out with yellow light. Yeah. And then when I look at the acid reflux, I want to say to you, when you keep clearing other people, for example, this is a bigger process than just a minute, and I've only got a minute here, but when you keep clearing that shame and that self-effacement energy, call up the shame and command total release, and call up the self-effacement energy or the wanting to hide and command total release, then you're going to be much more powerful, and you're going to find that the light in your stomach holds its position much better. So when somebody comes up and makes a judgment, you're not going to collapse that easily, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It sort of tore you, and then it keeps re-evoking itself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're going to do a lot of work with people on a healing level. I recommend that you get some body work done or do a lot more energy work than I have time to do on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice that your acid reflux will probably take care of itself.
Okay.
And the other thing I've suggested to you already, for people at home, if you've got a sore stomach and that kind of thing going on, sit on your... bend your legs underneath you and sit on your heels, so each heel is into each buttock, and sit there for 10 to 20 minutes after dinner, and you'll ease your gastrointestinal juices, and you'll make it much easier to digest, so your stomach won't have to burn you up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that's all. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Dolan, I hope to talk to you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your call. That was a really complicated bit of exercise to do. I love doing energy exercises with people and helping them clear what was in it. Now you can release the light around you, although remember this, when you're listening to the radio or you're anywhere in human consciousness and people are imposing their own energy process in the world, wrap yourself in light so you don't take it on. Because the more authentic you are, the more empowered you are by being in truth with yourself. It's hard to be in truth with yourself if you're taking on everyone else's energy. So, I can't remember what I was talking about when George called. I think it was talking about, again, the secret and creating dynamically that which you wish to have. I was talking about how one of my clients was having a hard time with the mail. And she was playing into hoping that she could make him treat her better, trying to fix him up instead of just moving away. Because when she created that separation from him, lo and behold, there would be another man with a higher frequency there. Remember, it's laws of attraction. You will find yourself attracting people at the level at which you're radiating. Hi, you're on the air, Radiance by Design. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Veronica. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, thanks.
Okay. Who is this?
I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, what's your name?
Nate.
Hi.
Hi.
Got a question?
Yes, I do have a question. And I don't know. I just wanted to know, like, I feel like I'm like things are not going as fast as I wanted to.
Gee, isn't that true for all of us, eh?
Yeah, and I feel blocked. I don't know. I may not be blocked, but I'm used to certain things, like especially like as far as spirituality and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to the intuition and all that, but lately it just haven't been.
How come you're so nervous right now?
I'm talking on the radio.
Well, also your central nervous system is kind of wobbly right now. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you look like you need to be, it's like you're overloaded, you're overtaxed at this point. You look like you need to eat properly or something. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and just a sec here. And you're finding things are not quite moving as fast as you want?
Yeah, they're not. It's like I can't, like my work. I mean, I'm glad I have my job and stuff. But it's like I don't want to be there, but I have to be there.
And you want to get, what is your job?
I work at a restaurant. I'm a cook at a Friendly's restaurant.
It's funny because, have you ever done healing work?
Healing?
Yeah.
Yes, I got into it in like a while ago, but I kind of got out of it. I actually lived in Utah for a while when I got into all this stuff.
Oh, good.
And all my spiritual connection and the people that I connected with was in Utah.
Where are you now?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay.
Because my family lives out here on the East Coast. They live in Philly and New York and South Carolina.
I'm seeing is that you ought to be in the healing world, and you look like you're going to take some kind of classes, and then things are going to go very fast for you. It's like you need to get balanced and believe in yourself. You don't quite believe in yourself right now, Nate. Did you have a big loss last year?
A loss?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always had that problem with the, what you call self-confidence thing.
Well, the guides are saying this, is that you're a really good person. Your central nervous system is kind of fragile, and that's a good thing, too, because it means that you can move to higher levels of experiencing the universe in time, but you got to really baby it. You got to feed it really well, and they show that there's a course coming up for you that's going to pull you out of where you are right now, relax you, teach you some stuff, and then you're going to be doing healing work with people. I don't know whether it's massage. Is it massage?
Yeah. That's the thing that I'm really interested in because I love the same.
Ah.
And I like, and I had a reading before, and they said somebody said I would be healing with my voice. And so ever since I moved over here, I think about that.
Did you get the energy exercise we did at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I turned it on when I went to the website. I just turned it on and I.
And did you sing along with us, Nate?
Did I what?
Huh? Did you sing along with us?
I didn't sing. That must have been before I came on, because I did the chanting with the chakra stuff.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Well, you know what I love about singing, because you are very much a healer, and singing hitches the right and left sides of the brain, creates holographic patterning. The singing also raises our frequency, and singing also works with the synthesis of wisdom out of all the experiences we've had, so the throat chakra. Are you a Virgo? What's your birthday?
Actually, I'm an Aries.
Hmm.
My birthday is March 23rd.
Well, it just looks like you have a very, somewhere in your chart, it doesn't matter, I'm not an astrologer, but you have an extremely sensitive alignment with Earth as well, which looks more like a Virgo kind of thing. And they're showing that as you do your healing work, well, I healing with your voice is perfect for you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But healing is really what you ought to be doing. How old are you, Nate?
Oh, 43.
Okay, good. So you're young yet. A lot of times good healers take a while before we get going. Seems like we need life experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll bet you'll be doing your healing work by next year. You want to bet?
Yeah, I would like that because it's what I want to do. Like, inside, that's what I want to do, because all this other stuff, I'm doing it, but I'm doing it for survival purposes.
Yeah, I know. What about, do you write songs at all?
Yes, I do write songs. I love writing.
Yeah.
I taught myself music and everything. Something I do.
Well, honey, I think that your ability to take music to people's healing is very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wasn't seeing music at the beginning, but the more we talk, the brighter it is. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like when you start doing your work, you said things don't go fast enough. Well, when you get into that little class you're going to be in a short while, you're going to move very, very fast.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to it. I am. I'm looking forward to some of the things that I was used to when I was living in Utah.
What did you do in Utah? Did you take classes?
Yeah, we took, in 1996, I met a bunch of friends. They were all psychics and stuff. And I had a Reiki attunement and stuff, and just a lot of that back in '96, and things were going good for me. Like I felt I released a lot of things within a year.
Would you ever think of living in North Carolina?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
I thought about it. I still might do it.
It just seems like there's more harmony with your nature there.
Mm-hmm.
Your nature, it's a little harsh where you're living?
Yeah, I know, because the East Coast, the East Coast, New Jersey and Philadelphia and all that, it doesn't really match with me.
No, it just seems like it's working against you in a way, and yet I see you taking a class, but I'm also seeing that you would find it much easier to harmonize a little farther south.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be a wonderful, wonderful healer. Let your sensitivity reign. Write about it. Write lots and lots of stuff. It helps you clear it up inside of yourself, eh?
Your
third eye is very good, and you should be able to be quite an intuitive, too.
Yeah, actually, that's what everybody I talk to tells me. It's like my intuition is really strong.
So have you practiced it? I mean, are you doing readings?
No, I just do it subconsciously, or I'll pick up something when I'm dealing with people.
Right. Do you want to open it more?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, so when we were doing sounds, this is for everyone at home as well. Okay, when we were doing sounds, call in, let me see, I'm looking at an exercise here. Okay, let's see above your head a wonderful ball of golden light, and have that light drop a stream, like a stream of syrup, only it's light, into the top of your head, and stop right in the center of the brain and begin to fill out the brain. And feel that light fill your brain and fill your brain and fill your brain until that light comes right to the edge of your head. And now drop your attention into your third eye, in behind your brow. And just feel, can you feel sort of an interesting energy right at your third eye right now? Are you there, Nate?
Uh-huh, I'm still here.
Can you feel it there at all?
I can feel it, because mostly my third eye, I forgot to tell you that, my third eye feels like what do you call it, like a spider web?
Uh-huh.
And there's like a, I don't know if it's, whatever you, that pulse, sometimes it pulses real strong.
What we're doing is we're sending in, and everybody at home can do this, we're sending in a little extra light to clean it up. It's got some kind of, I want to say a film over it, or a cobweb, or something from past fearful stuff. Don't even worry about why. Send that light in. And as we did it, I'm an empath, and my head felt almost sore at the third eye level. It was almost like sore and pulsing. And that's usually, I always laugh and say, you don't know if you're getting a sinus cold or if you're getting a third eye opening. Sometimes it feels similar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to keep doing that and calling in the presence of the higher, the Christing, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, and just opening that and opening it, because I'll tell you something, you're going to start moving very quickly once you click into a class.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we send you much love and support, and you go for it, Nate.
I will.
All right.
I will.
That was a fun call. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much, too. And you have a good evening.
And you, too.
Thank you.
I want to offer something to everybody. You know, something, I want to do a little contest. I'm going to put a half-hour reading up as a prize. And I want you to write to me. All you have to do to win the prize is I'm going to collect these and pull one out of a hat, okay? So I want you to write, something like, what does it mean to have an open heart? Write me a little note about what does it mean to have an open heart. And I'm going to collect entries, and I'm going to pick one that I think has got the most, I won't pick out of a hat, the one that's got the most, don't make it really long, okay, because I'll never get them read. And send me an email about what is it to have an open heart. My name is Veronica, and my email is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Just send me in a quick little note, and after, I don't know how long it's going to take, a week or 2 weeks, I guess this is, I'm going to call who won a half-hour session with me, Veronica Entwistle, and my guides and angels. I think we have another caller, do we? Okay, let's see now. We're almost done with this, so let's see if we've created our reality. So let's all take a minute here and create in the structure. Do you remember the structures? The guides love to talk about the structures. Let's talk about the... No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do another sound exercise, which is going to help you. Dogs, cats, horses love this one, so you can sing it to your dogs, cats, and horses. Every single one of us has our own frequency, right? You're the only one in the universe with your job. And this is an ancient Sufi one. This is an ancient Sufi exercise, which people do in groups. When you do this in groups, it's amazing how the room sounds. So I want each of you listening to Radiance by Design to be singing your own name, any tune you want. I hope, Nate, that you're still listening. Here we go. We're going to sing for about 2 minutes. Sing your name. I might change around to my nickname. I might change to some client's names. I don't know. But you take your name and sing for a couple of minutes. Here we go. Veronica, Veronica, Veronica. Veronica, Veronica, Veronica. Veronica. When you're feeling low, or you're feeling like you're lost, or like Mary being very indecisive about certain things and yet knowing something's happening, just take a few deep breaths and start singing your name any way you can, and absolutely enjoy it. And if you're in a room full of people and they all do it, wow, is it ever uplifting? You ever feel expanded? Because everybody's got their own print, their own voice print, and their own frequency. Wonderful. So I just want to talk about Thursday nights. I'm talking with Jackie and her crew. We've been working with the shadow. We've been working